little break from the music, but still to get in deeper with this whole amazing process. It's been going on one way for another about 25 years, and to one of our amazing veterans who has been right at the center of making it all happen, Peggy Smith. Peggy Smith, as long as I can remember, you have been the person that's done that amazing and impossible job of scheduling the performers for Music Fest Northwest. Describe that crazy process that you've perfected over all these years.
Well, it's great fun, but it gets a little tricky sometimes. I pick up the sheets that have been, the recommendations that have been turned in at Gonzaga, bring them home, and start at about 5:30 with a piece of legal paper for each day. So then I sort all my sheets based on what day they said they could play, and always start working with the ones who could play tomorrow. So then I sort them by how long the piece is, and if there's an accompanist. Because if there's an accompanist, they have so much trouble scheduling that I try to put them in when they can. And if they have two students, I put them together. Then the next thing I do is start working with the pieces that are longer and try to move them around. And if I have two violins, I try not to put them together. And after all the longer pieces, then I can start working with the 2 and 3 minute pieces for the younger kids. Once I had an entire class come to a screeching halt and listen to their fellow students play on the radio. And it was delightful.
It's really quite a process, because then you have to call up everybody and make sure that they can do it, negotiate with them, and suddenly deal with last-minute changes. And you probably don't get much sleep during those 2 or 3 nights, do you?
Well, I try not to call after 9:30. Mm-hmm. I think that's kind of stretching it. Mm-hmm. Well, once in a while, I call a bit later. But it's fun. I call, and I've had parents so excited they could hardly talk about their student going to play on the radio, because it's a big deal for them. Another thing that works, or is great fun, is when I call the parents, I ask them if their student could play at 10:42 tomorrow. And it gets very specific, my times, because I work with a sheet, and I just put times down. And Fern needs about an empty 5 minutes per half hour, and I try to fill in 2 hours if I have that many recommendations.
So for all of your dedication to doing this, all these years, what's been the payoff for you? What's made you keep doing this fairly hard and somewhat emotionally intense job?
Yes, it can be pretty intense, but I do it because I believe in Music Fest. I think it's a wonderful process, and it's fabulous for these kids, particularly the young ones, to get to play on the radio. And I enjoy talking to them and to the parents, and it's kind of fun to see how well I can fit the puzzle together.
Thank you again for many, many years of doing that, Peggy Smith, and the many other volunteers that we get to thank from over the years, Lola Scales and the late Valerie Compton, Sandy Paulson, Sue Roberts, Nancy Roth, Bill Wright, Chris and Wilma Flanagan, Mike and Jean Ganella, Martha and Rick Severin, and many others that I haven't mentioned, and certainly all of my co-workers who have been so gracious in making room for this event over all these years. It is 11:06. That's about when the Guitar Hour would usually begin. We're going to go to a very young guitarist, kind of in a fledgling position when he came in here, and hear from Daniel Carter.
A little bit of Villa-Lobos. He's a student of Paul Grove and from Ephrata, so this represents some real serious intent on his guitar studies. Daniel Carter, who is an 11th grader, 17-year-old young gentleman, who is going to play for us a concerto. His pianist, Preeta Laughlin, and the two of them together have the Kessel Nuovo Tedesco Guitar Concerto in D, the first movement.
Thank you.
Daniel Carter, the guitarist who is playing for us. He's from Freda High School, a 17-year-old guitarist. He's an 11th grader there, and was playing for us a Kessel Nuovo Tedesco Concerto in D. His pianist, Preeta Laughlin. Thank you, Preeta. Well, Daniel, let's talk for just a minute. Let's talk about this commitment to drive from Freda to Spokane for lessons. What's that about?
Well, I've studied with Dr. Paul Grove at Gonzaga, and he's an incredible teacher, and I really appreciate him. And I love music and love guitar, and so I think it's worth the drive. And, you know, practice like 4 hours a day, and it's just what I love.
You're really into it. Yeah. Now, do you do it every week or every couple of weeks?
Every couple of weeks.
And so then I'll bet you have a lesson that's probably of extra long.
Yeah, like, you know, hour and a half.
Yeah, that's what's really fun when you put that much effort into it, because I think you get in a lot deeper than that. The other thing I noticed is you're playing, you have really large hands, don't you? They seem large and strong. Is that just kind of the effect of your playing? Tell me about.
Oh yeah, well I also play piano, and I've been playing piano since I was 10. So, you know, I play music all day long. So that kind of, I think it helps get big hands, I guess.
Yeah. Nice. Okay. Well, great.
That was Daniel Carter when he was 11th grader, and coming here from Freda. He eventually went on to Whitworth University, where he was a very significant guitarist there. And then we have to say that tragically and unexpectedly, he died at about a college age, and is just now one of the ones remember. And we're so glad that we had him to play for us at Music Fest Northwest. Okay, back to pianists. There's always so many great pianists, including some that we've been watching for many years. Let's go to exactly one of those.
Okay, repeat business time. Josh Ross is here. This one of the great things about this broadcast is we get a good chance to run into all of our old friends and the people who have been coming in and playing here off and on over the years. Joshua Ross is a 17-year-old pianist, a junior at Central Valley High School, studies with Diane Wenke, and Josh has some Brahms for us, the Rhapsody in G minor. Thank you.
Yes. Joshua Ross playing for us the Brahms Rhapsody in G minor. Can I talk you in, convince you to talk to me for a minute or two? Or a moment or two. Okay, and while he's doing that, Jamin can get in place. And anyway, I've been watching you and your brother and your family for a long time. You really love music, don't you?
Yes, I do.
And kind of talk a little bit about how and why and how for how long that you love music.
Well, I started piano when I was around 6 or 7, and took a couple of years before I really started to become good. And at the point that I started being able to play fun pieces was the point where I started to love it. And ever since, music has just been my entire life, pretty much.
Nice. And about this Brahms piece, had you played a Brahms piece before?
This is my first Brahms.
Yeah. And what do you feel about having now really deeply gotten into some Brahms? What did that do for you?
He's pretty fun. Yeah. made me more aware of musicality. He's pretty intense, I guess. So yeah, it's just been a cool opportunity to play.
Nice.
This piece.
And then you played cello also in the festival too, didn't you?
I did.
What did you play there?
I played a concerto in C minor by J.C. Bach.
Cool. Okay. Did it go okay?
Yeah, it did.
Good. Okay. Well, that's great to hear you, to be able for me to hear you in both contexts through the years. So thanks a lot. Joshua Ross playing piano for us now, the Brahms Rhapsody in G minor that you just played. And now we're on our way to one more, and that will be another pianist to conclude this half hour. You earlier, and I've been looking forward for about an hour to hearing you play, and you've been waiting patiently for about an hour, so thank you for doing exactly that. Clara Patton is an 11-year-old pianist. She goes to Jefferson Elementary School, has the good sense to study with Greg Presley, and has a terrific piece by Debussy. It's called Dr. Gradus ad Parnassum. This is pianist Clara Patton. Patton, come here over here and talk to me. Has anybody ever told you you're a good piano player?
A few times, yeah.
Okay, well, I'm telling you that, too. That's a lot of fun. Do you really love to play the piano?
Yes, I do.
So they don't have to, like, go grab you and tie you down to practice?
Definitely not.
You're willing to practice on your own. Cool. What made you start the piano 4 years ago?
I don't know. I mean, I had a piano in my house when I was really little, so I would always just kind of plunk around on the keys and try to figure stuff out. And so I just decided that I wanted to start really playing the piano. So I got into lessons with Margaret Presley, which is Greg Presley's mother. And so then after I got pretty good, then she thought that I should start taking lessons from Greg. So
that's a perfect combination, isn't it? To have started with Margaret and then gone to Greg. That's great. And how long ago did you start the cello?
Last year. Okay. At the beginning of the year. So
you're having a good time with cello?
Yeah, I am.
But piano is your real instrument.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, that you love doing. Okay. Well, thank you for that beautiful playing, Clara.
Thank you.
That was fun. Clara Patton there. That year, I think that was 2013, we did a big 4-hour marathon at the Bing Crosby Theater with all kinds of, lots and lots of pianists, I don't know, more pianists than we could count, and many other performers, including a choir, a high school choir from Immaculate Conception High School, a boys choir, and let's hear them playing, performing toward the end of that concert. Do the Agincourt Carol? Okay, we'll hear once again the Immaculate Conception High School men's ensemble doing the Agincourt Carol.
Deo gratia sanglia, redem pro victoria.
Thank you, gentlemen. And that concludes our performance from Music Fest Northwest. What a great way to end. Thank you so much. The Immaculate Conception High School Boys Ensemble. These nine young men, Patrick, Philip, Dustin, Paul, Anthony, Sebastian, and Matthew. That was the conclusion of that four-hour marathon we did that year at the Bing. Most of our performances, of course, are in our studio. And tomorrow, when we get into the later, the more recent performances, you'll probably hear a difference in the piano sound when we were able to move to our current studio, which was a great leap forward. But as you've heard for the last 2 days, we made a lot of music in that old studio